Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 21st of August, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I'm feeling in a bit of a funk at the moment. I'm feeling one of my blue funks coming on. Mostly triggered by computer woes, it has to be said. For the last couple of weeks, my PC at home has been getting gradually less and less stable. It's been blue screening, it's been just randomly kicking me out of things, it's been doing some weird things where it suddenly, for example, decided my iTunes library was corrupt and it was going to rebuild it. It's had three Windows updates that it's been trying to apply for the last week and hasn't managed to. Because every time I go to shut down, it says applying updates, and then it seems to just fall over at that point. So I'd been getting in a... I find hardware work particularly tedious, I have to say. I find it very stressful. John and I tend to build our own PCs because it's cheaper to buy the components and put them together. And because we can, you know, we are capable of putting components together. But it's so stressful, and I just absolutely detest it. And because I wasn't getting a constant error, you know, every time it blue screened, it was a different error message. Because it was doing different things, I had my head in my hands, and I was like, oh, it's going to take me forever to diagnose this fault. And, you know, the one thing I don't have these days is time. I can't have a PC that's not working. I use it, and you know, I would rather not be giving up my evenings to trying to fix my PC. I'd rather be doing fun stuff or stuff I have to do. So, trepidation. My first instinct, although it wasn't blue screening with a consistent message, most of the messages appeared to be sort of memory or disk related. I saw a couple of times the page fault in non-paged area blue screen, and there were a couple of others that I don't remember now, but they again made me think, I wonder if there's a problem with the RAM. I couldn't tie it back to a time that I'd made a change to the machine, either in terms of fitting hardware or plugging something new in, which would normally be my first instinct. So my next one was maybe it's a problem with the hardware somewhere. And so on pure instinct, we opened up the site and whipped out one of the RAM chips. It's got two 4GB RAM chips in it, this computer. And we just randomly pulled one of them out to see if that made a difference. Interestingly, the difference was immediate. I did this on Friday, I think. It has not blue screened or crashed once over the weekend. So I think we probably found the problem, and I'm struggling a bit now because the completist person in me says, right, well, what I ought to do now is swap the RAM chips over, take out the one it's got in it now, put the one we took out back in and see if the problem comes back, because that would be an absolute diagnostic. Because I suppose what we've narrowed it down to now is it's either the RAM chip or it's the slot on the motherboard that RAM was plugged into. So I suppose I need to grit my teeth and do that at some point, but I'm scared of corrupting things. It was very noticeable, actually. Once the machine had started misbehaving, there was a software product I installed, which then suddenly started giving .NET errors all over the place. And it was only after I'd taken out this RAM chip and I had to uninstall the software and reinstall it. And I've had a major, major battle with iTunes because, like I said, it corrupted my iTunes library at some point. And iTunes was doing a wacky thing where it wouldn't shut down. I would close it down and the window would disappear for a second, and then it would reload again, which was making it really tricky to uninstall it or rename the library files, because it does take a backup of the library files. But that was a bit of a battle. I finally managed to get it uninstalled and sorted. But I've had to go back to an iTunes library backup from April, which is quite a long time ago. And I've added quite a lot to my library since then. So I'm rebuilding iTunes, which is a pain. Anyway, I'm out of time. Bye now.